Aloha, everyone.
Aloha.
Thank you for being here. Just checking and seeing if I can see everyone. I can not see Shalom, but that's okay. I see you every Tuesday. Anywho, that's all right. I know what you look like. And hello and greetings to all the Zoom guests. We have a whole bunch of you on Zoom. You can all see one another. And I did show you a shot of the classroom here. And as you can see, we are practicing all the CDC regulations. Chairs are spaced out. We have a certain number of chairs allowed, and people come in and they get their hands sprayed and their shoes sprayed, and everyone's wearing a mask here. And we sanitize everything before and after our meetings, and following all the rules. So just so that you know we are safe here. And if you have a cell phone, would you please turn it off or put it on mute so it doesn't interrupt us while we're having our conversation. Those of you on Zoom, I'm Francesca McCartney, and I am the founder of the Academy of Intuition Medicine and the Academy of Intuition Medicine Online. If Zoom guests, if you have questions that you want to ask. Aloha, what's your name, love?
Jen Morgan.
Jen, okay. Gotcha. You can, there's chairs back there. Yeah, thanks. Zoom guests, if you have questions, you can type them into the chat. And if you don't know how to do that, you can raise your virtual hand. We're all becoming Zoom savvy, right? You can raise your virtual hand, and Cindy, who is our tech master here, will relay the question to me, and I will respond. And I'm going to give you the script of what we're going to be having a conversation on, and then I'm going to move into a guided meditation. So after the guided meditation, I will describe the core classes of the Academy. Those are the three classes that are prerequisite classes. You can either just take them solo or take the trio of what we call the core classes. They're Healing 1, Healing 2, and Meditation 3. If you intend to go into the Master Certification, those are the prerequisites. So I'm going to describe those classes in detail and talk about the support system. We have really a fantastic support system with our teachers and our teaching assistants and our mentors. And then I'm going to open up for questions about the core classes. Now, what I would like to do is I have an intention of answering questions before you even ask them. That's actually part of the way that I teach, is I like to give you all the answers so that I answer all your questions before you have to voice them. So if you have questions while I'm describing the core classes and the support system, just hold them. And I'm going to pause after I talk about the support system and open up to questions about what I've just described. And then I'm going to introduce the faculty. Those were the lovely people who greeted you at the door. And we have one of our faculty teachers on Zoom, Scott. Scott, do you want to wave so all the other people on Zoom know where you are? There. Oh, can you wave again?
He's right there in the middle.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi, Scott. Then I'll have the faculty introduce themselves. And then I'm going to describe the Master in Intuition Medicine Certification Program and talk about the modules, the presentations, the support system within that. And then I'm going to talk about what you can expect after you graduate from the Master Certification Program. We call that the continuing education for alumni. Then I'll pause and I'll open up for any questions you have about that part of our program. Then, do we have Avi online?
I'm still looking, not yet.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I was going to ask one of our online, then I'm going to talk about the online school, Academy of Intuition Medicine Online. And I was going to ask one of our online students who I expected to Zoom in to talk about his experience as an online student. I don't think anyone here has done an online class. Has? Well, Cindy, of course you have. So I'll skip that part unless Avi comes on. He's in New Jersey, so it may be too late for him. Then I will describe the online program and the modules and how we support systems, support students across all systems. And then I'll open up for a Q&A on the online school. And then I have a couple of other little ditty things to talk about. And then I will encourage you, if you have like personal questions that you don't want to voice in a group, you can ask. Can the teachers all step out and wave to the students? And we have Joan in the back. And they all have name tags on. Come on, step out, Laura. So you can ask the teachers here any personal questions you have. And online guests, you can ask Scott. Scott, can you wave again? Yeah, you can ask Scott online. Or actually, you can also ask Cindy, who is sitting behind the computer and is our computer nerd specialist.
We'll watch this.
What?
Just said watch this.
Okay. So, let us begin. Oh, there you are. Oh, you're. Oh, that's. You just showed yourself to the
I
Zoom.
Did.
Okay. Great. I'm still learning about
Zoom. I just waved at the voice from beyond.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's begin with a short, maybe 5 to 7 minute guided meditation. And this is the type of meditation that we usually start every class with. And the focus is to slow your body down and to quiet your mind so that you can move into an intuitive, introspective space and out of kind of a mental chatter type of space. So if you would all be so kind, please make sure that you've turned your phones off or put them on mute. And then please close your eyes because you're going to be looking inward. And if you are wearing spectacles, you can take them off because you will not be using your ocular vision. And if you put your spectacles on the top of your head, you won't be using your seventh chakra. So I suggest you take them off. Thank you. Okay. Beautiful. And Zoom students, if you would do the same, please. Close your eyes. Sit in an upright position with your feet flat on the floor. And the purpose of that is we train you in a energy medicine meridian circuitry that is based on your feet being uncoupled, so no lotus position, and your body straight so that the internal energy that you will get in touch with has a free flow circuitry that's open for you to manage, deliver, and amplify. Okay, you all look very lovely. Wonderful. So let's start with taking an inhale and an exhale breath. That's always a signal for your body to slow down. And listen to your breath. Consciously focus on sensing, feeling, listening to your breath. Do that for a quiet minute, please. Bring yourself internal, paying attention to your breath. And then notice where you are holding your self-awareness attention. Notice where you're holding your attention. And bring your self-awareness attention into your body your human home, and into your head, back behind your eyes, below your skull, right in the middle of your head, where the hypothalamus area of your brain is. It's a very important location when you meditate, when you're in contemplation, when you're in an introspective state. That opens up an awareness, subtle energy, and an introspective awareness within the brain. And there's a whole physiological thing that occurs. So bring your attention into the center spot location of your head. That's your spiritual real estate. Very valuable for aspiring mystics. And use your creative imagination. Imagination is very powerful in the process of opening intuition and subtle senses. Use your creative imagination and do some interior design and create a sanctum space, an inner sacred space, where you bring yourself, your awareness, your sense of self, into a quiet, sacred meditation location. You can bring in colors, sounds, favorite nature spot. Make it a personal, private, inner, sacred meditation location. And sense, feel, see yourself there. Be there. This is your soul navigator location within your human home. S-O-U-L, soul navigator, sacred place. You take it with you everywhere. And from your inner sanctum, we call this your meditation sanctuary, greet yourself as a spirit. And listen, feel, sense your inner voice as you greet yourself. And then greet your body, your human home, your physical body. And sense, feel, be aware of inhabiting, embodying your human home. Sense and feel like a body. The location of your body, you're sitting in a chair, the temperature of your body, your heartbeat, your breath. Be embodied in your human home. Bodies love to be grounded to Mother Earth. Best medicine for your physical body and your emotions is to have a grounding connection with the natural forces of the earth. We just simply call it grounding. Ask your body, in dialogue with your body, hey body, inform me, how would you like to imagine being grounded and connected to the healing energy of the earth? Trust the first insight, the first sense, the first awareness, the first seeing. That first hit is your intuition. It's not the second, third, or fourth information flow coming in. That's your analytical mind. The first hit, knowing, sense, feeling. And honor that. And at the base of your spine, where your pelvic bone is, your pelvic area, visualize whatever your body informed you of. Visualize creating a flow of your energy from the base of your spine down into the earth, creating a grounding anchor into Gaia. It can be as simple as a tree trunk or a tree root or a beam of light or color, a flow of color and light. utilize the sense feeling of gravity. Gravity is always pulling your body downward. Job of gravity, one of the jobs of gravity, is to keep your body connected to the earth. And then drop all your body's energy low to the ground, so you're feeling heavier, slower, quieter. And then take a quiet moment to notice how it feels to be grounded to the earth, to be intentionally grounded to the earth. How you would describe that sensation, the feeling, the mood. And then inquire, how can I best use grounding to the earth to support my health and my well-being? And trust the first insight, first knowing, the first hit. And then set an intention to listen to, trust, and follow through with your intuition. And take your arms and wrap them around your body and give yourself a hug. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. This is another good medicine, hugging yourself. It stimulates endorphins. That natural feel-good drug in our bodies. So hug yourself a lot. Okay, so I'm going to begin with talking about, well, first I want to state my intention as a teacher. And as a teacher, my intention is to guide you in developing your intuition in all endeavors of life. And I've observed and I've researched that intuition is a very valuable human sense. And beyond the five common senses, which Aristotle stuck us with, there are multiple, there's at least 21 senses beyond the five common senses that us humans can tap into and can use as a language for understanding the world around us, for making choices in different ways, and to maneuver through life so that we have a larger menu to choose from. I'm a passionate educator. I've been teaching since my 20s. I started as a Montessori teacher, and common senses, how to self-heal, how to be your own best healer, how to tap into multiple ways to understand how to be more human and how to expand your sense of wellness. And to do that from tapping into all of the resources you already have in your body, we have a huge pharmacopoeia of medicine already in our body. And all the medicines that we ingest from all the different types of medical methodologies are all based on what our body naturally can elicit and dose us with. So one of the core focuses of training students from the very first class all the way through the master certification is how to understand the various energy anatomy systems within the physical body and within the subtle energy body, and how you can very easily and naturally tap into all those internal medicines and create your own personal healing system and your own personal medicine bag. Over the years, actually the decades that I've been teaching this curriculum, the demographics of students has changed pretty dramatically. When I started teaching this, energy work in the 70s, and I started in a medical clinic with, I met a doctor who was very ahead of the times, and he had a clinic called the Academy of Eastern Medicine, and hence it was my inspiration for the name of the school that I founded. And he was an internist, medical doctor. He practiced Ayurvedic medicine, homeopathy, color therapy, the voltmeter, botanical arts, a whole range of things. And I met him at a conference where I was introducing the Bay Area's alternative healers. And he and I clicked. He was a lay Buddhist, and he had been looking for someone to come into his medical office to teach his patients who had high blood pressure, to teach them how to meditate, because he had observed that if one meditates, it lowers the blood pressure. And he much preferred his patients to meditate rather than he having to medicate them. So I started working with his patients in his clinic. This was in Walnut Creek, California. And as I developed a repertoire with his patients, he also observed that I could add to it. So I began to teach people about the chakra system, the auric field, the subtle energy bodies, and wrapped in the different systems that I had come to understand from the previous 10 years that I had been studied with many different teachers and many different modalities. Kind of warped it into my own way of Western shamanism as a healing art. And he allowed me to go on his medical rounds, so I learned a lot about medicine by watching him. I also learned about homeopathy, lay acupressure, and so I was gaining all of these different medical skills along with the esoteric and the energetic and the different spiritual philosophies that I had been trained in. And That was actually the basis of what I'm teaching now to my students, and what I have been teaching since I founded the Academy in 1984, is what I like to call reinventing ancient medicines. And the curriculum that we teach here at the Academy is what I like to call Western shamanism. And it's for those of us who have Western bodies and Western minds, and we need a different language, or we need an interpretation of ancient medicines so that we can use it for ourselves, for other people around us, and to kind of bring it into more modern thought, but still maintaining basic indigenous, cultural, mystical, and ancient medicines. So with that as kind of a prelude, I want to describe the entry class into the Academy. Everyone starts at the entry class, no matter how many classes you've studied before. Oh, I kind of got away from what I was going to talk about. I have to watch myself. I have a little notes here so that I don't go too far off in my storytelling. But I started to talk about demographics. In 1984, when I founded the Academy, much of the student body were people who were more or less just interested in cultivating being more intuitive. And so I'd say probably about 80%. And if you look back on the wall there in this room, you will see a photograph of the first class, the class that graduated in 1986. We like to call that the Psychic Squares. And about 80% of those people were just curious. They wanted to understand about intuition, what they could do with it. Maybe they could be an intuitive consultant and so on. Well, those demographics changed over the decades. And as energy medicine, which is the umbrella term for a lot of subtle energy methodologies, when energy medicine started to gain more of an audience in the medical fields. They, medical people who had open minds would begin to recommend that their patients come to the academy to study how they could heal themselves, because those particular medical doctors were at a crossroads with their patients and they couldn't diagnose what the illness was. They didn't have the machines or the apparatus that could quantify why this patient kept becoming sick. So there are many, many illnesses that are not chemical or organically based. They're energetic or they're deep spiritual emotional based. And for those types of illnesses or diseases, you need to treat them with a different kind of medicine, more subtle medicine based in indigenous cultural practices and spiritual philosophies, in understanding the subtle energy systems within the body, which herald back to ancient Chinese medicine and the whole meridian system, Ayurvedic medicine, and Persian medicine. So with all of that, it has been distilled into a language that we teach at the academy that's very practical. I'm an extremely practical teacher. You can ask my teachers, my alumni. I keep things really practical, really clear, and I focus on giving you a huge amount of information and create a stimulating environment so that you can experiment here in the academy. The academy is a laboratory of human experimentation. So when you come into the academy as a student, I expect you to be here and to practice and to do the work and to explore and to challenge yourself, because those are the ways that you're going to learn deeply and quickly, and in a practical way, you can then put it into your life quickly. So that's kind of the way that I teach. I like to call myself a saturation teacher, because I give you a lot of information, right, Shalom? Shalom is one of my Tuesday students. And part of the reason that I do that is there are a whole group of students who come in and they want to understand everything intellectually. And so in order for me to circumvent that, I have to give you a tremendous amount of information so your intellectual brain kind of shuts down and you just experientially get it. You feel it, you sense it, your body understands it, your mind might not understand it, but your body and your senses get it. Now, I follow that up with giving you a lot of research information and a lot of academic and intellectual information after the class. And I do so after each class. So for instance, if your class is on Tuesday nights, I teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the other teachers teach on different nights. On Wednesday morning, between 9 a.m. and 12 noon, I send out a huge amount of emails. Did you get your emails this morning, Shalom? And the emails are further information that will substantiate intellectually, via research, via medicine, what you experienced in this laboratory of human consciousness. And there's three categories. There'll be research papers from medicines, holistic complementary alternative medicines. There will be student teacher Q&A. And what I've done with the Q&A bundle is I've looked at the past decade of student teacher Q&A, and I've bundled together the best of the past decade of question and answer, and I send those out. And that answers a lot of questions. And then the third category is of inspirational papers that master students have written. They write a midterm and a final paper, and I take these inspirational papers and I sequence them into the program all the way through to the graduation, the master's graduation. And these papers give you a future forward preview of how those who have gone before you are living, integrating, and being creative with the intuition medicine tools. So that's what happens with the saturation teaching. It continues on. Now, in the Healing One class, the focus of that class is to further teach you to get into your body and to ground your body to the earth. That's foundational. You have to be present in your body in order to integrate, to self-heal, and to learn these tools. The other emphasis in the Healing One class is understanding the subtle energy system called the chakra system. Has anyone here or on Zoom never heard the word chakra? Anyone on Zoom never heard chakra? You can raise your hand. Any hands raised there? No? Okay. So, chakras. And the focus of learning about chakras is so that you understand the correlation between your physical and your subtle energy system, and how you can manage the energy in this flow that goes through the subtle energy systems, manage it for your health and your well-being. The other emphasis in Healing One is creating emotional boundaries. I will say that a large percentage of students who come into the academy, especially the ones who are referred by healthcare professionals, their main, let's call it a dis-ease in the world, is that they don't have satisfactory emotional boundaries between themselves and everyone else, and they take everyone else's problems and feelings and senses, and there's a word for that, that's being clairsentient. I like to call that emotional radar. And that incurs a toll on the physical and psychological, and it is a cause of illness for a sensitive person. And I start to list in Healing One and Healing Two causes of illnesses for sensitive people. Those are usually the mysterious illnesses that doctors don't know how to codify and why they send their patients here. Also within Healing One, there's a focus on how to create a healthy relationship with yourself and how to extend that in creating healthy relationships with others. So that's kind of the basis of Healing One. Healing Two follows that, and that is a intermediate study of two different kinds of energies that you can tap into. One is for healing the physical, the deep physical emotional body, and the other is an energy that is a universal consciousness energy for bringing information to you that you have not been able to source from within yourself. And also what we wrap into Healing Two is how to facilitate an energy system healing on another person and how to do it safely without crossing boundaries and maintaining a compassionate witness space while you are doing that. I skipped over an important thing. In Healing One, the focus is healing yourself first. So the mantra there is physician, heal yourself first before you endeavor to heal another person. And then the third class in the triage of core classes is, we call it Meditation 3. And it's the study of a very specific energy frequency that everybody has called Kundalini energy. Has anyone here not heard that word or doesn't know Kundalini energy? Raise your hand. Oh, we got a couple people on Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay. No, everyone here in the classroom has heard the word Kundalini. Yes?
Heard it, maybe don't necessarily understand it.
What did you say, dear?
I said it's a term that I'm familiar with. I don't necessarily know what it means.
Okay. It's one of the currents, one of the frequencies of energy that our physical body runs, and it's called different names in different traditions. I like to use the word Kundalini because I have more of a Hindu Vedic background in training, and it's an energy that sustains evolution and focuses on a tremendous and bountiful sense of creativity that you can access within your physical body. It has nothing, the way we teach it at the academy has nothing to do with yoga or the yogic tradition. It's not an East Indian type of training. But it's, again, tapping into an inner source of medicine that you hold. So within your bodies, you have really powerful medicines. Kundalini energy, and you can call it whatever you like. Earth energy, access from the earth. Your life force energy, which is your vital chi energy, it's called in other traditions. Those are the major internal resonant frequencies that our bodies naturally use when you don't feel well, or you feel ill, or you have a disease coming on. It instigates the focus of those medicines being dispensed to heal you. So in those three core classes, you will learn how to deeply heal yourself. You'll get a whole intuition medicine toolbox, and you will learn the protocols for safely facilitating an energy healing for another person if you choose to do so. So those are the the three core classes. Let me describe the flow of how a class goes. I'm very punctual in the classes. I like to start every class at 7. We start with an intention meditation. And then after the meditation, we open up for conversation, dialogue. It's usually, how was your week with practicing your tools? And then I have a lecture on a new tool and how to use it. And there's question and answer. And then I take you into a guided meditation, which brings you into a contemplative space so that you can examine how to translate what we just tossed around intellectually, the understanding of the tool, how to translate it into an inner healing methodology. And then after that, it's open eyes, journaling. Journaling is really important in our curriculum. Then we take a break. And then when we come back after the break, we have the hands-on experiential portion. We're actually not touching with our hands. We are detecting energy fields, codifying them, understanding them. We call that our lab session, and that's the experiential session. And you do that under the supervision of teaching assistants. So I have at least 10, sometimes 12 co-teachers in the classroom with me. And after the break, when you go into these small groups with the teaching assistants, they have a protocol that they follow to get you to understand, to sense, to become more aware of the tool that was just introduced in meditation and in dialogue. And you get a real hands-on experience that way, and it becomes more kinesthetic. So that's kind of the kinesthetic. Then at the end, we all come back together, and I lead a last dialogue, and there's a short closing meditation. So that's the flow of the class, really through Healing 1, 2, and 3, and actually through the Master's Program, we pretty much follow that same flow of the class. Now, we have a really strong support system to take care of our students. That's really big on my agenda, is taking care of students both as a group learning and individually. And as I said, I have co-teachers in the class. There's a bunch of them here. Usually every class is 10, 12 co-teachers. And since we've been doing Zoom, live Zoom, there's usually about 3 or 4 teachers on Zoom to support the students who are on Zoom. The teaching assistants, the TAs we call them, are also available before each class if you want to do a quick check-in with them at 6:30 before a class. And maybe you've had a hectic day and you know you could use some help getting more grounded. You can check in with them and they'll help you get grounded before the class starts. At the end of class, if you have pending questions or you didn't understand something or you want more clarification, I ask that you go up to one of the teaching assistants, and you can even do that tonight at the end of our talk, and you ask them your questions. They will answer the question. They'll do follow-up. When you're in the classroom, you also, as a student, you also have the choice to contact a teaching assistant during the week and set up a phone or a Zoom appointment with them. And those appointments are usually, what, about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, sometimes for an hour, and they will answer your questions. They'll support you with the energy healing, and they'll clarify anything you did not understand. Now, there's no extra fee for the TA support system. The alumni love doing it. They're passing their wisdom forward, and they get a lot of gratification in doing so. We have another support system. Once you become a student, we have every Wednesday evening a practicum. And the practicum has specific practicum faculty who are here every single Wednesday, except if there's an orientation, like there is tonight, or a Wednesday falls on a holiday. The practicum starts at 7 and it goes till 8:30. And if you are an active student or an alumni, you can pop in, You sign your name on the register, you tell the faculty why you're here, and they will support you. Some of the things you can do, ask for an energy healing, practice some of the labs, sit with the faculty and just have a conversation, or listen to a pre-recorded CD of one of the live classes in case you want to listen to the lecture again. And in our library, we have all the recorded lectures from every single class, from Healing 1 all the way up to the master program. And you can sit in a quiet room. We have a CD player, and you can re-listen, maybe take notes, whatever you like listening to it. So that's every Wednesday. We don't publicize that on our website because it's only for Academy students and members. It's a private night. And we have a lot of students who come to class once a week, and they do practicum as well. And they talk to the TAs. So, oh yes, one last thing, then I'm going to open up to questions. I have a focus on accepting students into our academy who are responsible self-learners, who of course ask for help and support when you need it. That's part of the responsibility, but also do practice work during the classes. The classes are deep immersion into the kinesthetic, the contemplative, and some of the intellectual concepts that we're training you in. But the real work to integrate that into your practical life is for you to practice during the week. And when you receive the email blast the morning after each class, the very first email out the chute will be called practice work. And the practice work is taken from the required course materials for the three core classes, which are my two books. You can actually buy them here if you want, or on the website. My two books and the CD set or the MP3. Hardly anyone has a CD player anymore, we're finding out. But you can go to the website, you can download these. It's 8 hours of lectures and meditations. So these are the three pieces of the required course materials. Each week you will be given an assignment to read one of the chapters in the book, do specific practice work in the regular world with your eyes open so you're practicing the tool you learned in the class. Thereby it becomes more practical and natural to you. And to listen to one of the meditations on the CD to continue your integration. Therefore, we're really presenting with you a model of a living classroom with all the continuing support, the practicum, and you doing your practice work. So I am going to take one last thing. I'm going to describe how you can be admitted into the academy, and then I'm going to open up for any of your questions or your comments about what I just presented. We've switched everything to online, the admissions process. So if you do want to join the January Healing 1 class, we have two semesters, September, beginning of September and the beginning of January. So January 2021, I think it's January 5th, is when the Healing 1 class number 1 starts. You will need to go through the application and the admissions process online. Have some of you done that already? I think some of you have. Was it easy enough for you to do that? Okay, you fill out a form. After you fill out the form, one of the requirements is to attend an orientation, like you all are doing now. And if you missed an orientation, Cindy actually is recording this one, so we're going to put that on the website so you can listen to all this information. So after you fill out the application, it will go to my desk, and I'll read the application. If you are accepted, I will send you an acceptance letter via email. And then your next step to confirm your placement in the class is to make tuition payment. And that's done online. You make that tuition payment, and then there will be directions on when to show up for class, what the class involves, and other kind of instrumental information. So that's how you begin the program. I am now going to pause and open up for any questions that you have about what I just presented, and then I'm going to talk about the master certification program. And If I call on you, would you kindly say your first name so we all know who we're talking about? Okay, give me a minute here. If anyone has questions, yes. Can you either put your question in the chat, type it in, or if you want to verbalize it, raise your virtual hand. And if you don't know how to do that, I guess you can just raise your human hand. Okay, who has hands up here? Okay, let's do one. Oh, only two. Oh, okay. One, two, three. And would you start by saying your name, please?
Yeah, sure.
Cindy, can I turn this around or not?
You can, yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone over there. So my name is Hind, H-I-N-D. And my question is, what are the criteria of admission to the program?
Well, you filled out the form already, correct? And you answered all those questions.
Yes.
That gives me a profile of you. And that's how I, and I've met you now, and that's how I determine if you are ready, willing, if you'll be a great student or not. I really only want students who are really dedicated because I'm really passionate about what I teach. And this isn't a debate. It's, are you ready to learn? Because we are ready to teach you.
Thank you.
So you filled out your application, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, okay. I can tell you you're accepted.
Thank you. Hi, Louise. My question is, how many days a week are we?
Oh, that's a good question. Meeting? Yes. So the next semester, this semester that we're in, starts in January. It's a Tuesday evening. So it's every Tuesday evening from 7 to 9:30, and healing one is 6 weeks, then we take a week break. Healing two is 6 weeks, then we take a week break, and then meditation three is 5 weeks, and then that completes the core classes and you can get an intuition medicine certification. Then if you are focusing on continuing into the master certification, there's a 2 week break and there's another application process for that and an interview with me. And every May of every year for the past 35 years, the master certification program starts in May. So we are teaching now our 35th master certification in intuition medicine class. So the next class will be 36. We have an acronym. It's Master in Intuition Medicine Certification. We call that the MIM class, M-I-M.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you start on a Tuesday, then it continues all the way through.
Hi, I'm Christina. That was pretty much my question.
Okay.
Was how long each course takes, how many weeks or months. And I guess alongside that, it would be how many hours per week would be your
That's a good question.
Minimum requirement.
You mean for self-study? Or
for
the study in between?
Yeah, well, yeah, all of it. All
okay,
of it
so
combined.
It's 2.5 hours per week, yes? And then if you are a, thanks Cindy, if you want to attend practicum, mm-hmm. practicum is from 7 to 8:30, that would be another addition. If you want to work with a teaching assistant once a week, you can just kind of add on another hour there. And the reading, and there's reading, there's journaling, and there's listening to, you know, one of the recorded meditations. I don't know, that might be another hour, and it depends on how fast you read. Can I ask Shalom to answer that question? Because Shalom, you're a student now. Can you reply to that?
Hi everyone, welcome. Let's see, I come to the practicum on Wednesdays, and it's fantastic. And before I was here in California, I was in Portland doing Zoom classes, and so I was taking advantage of the online TAs via Zoom or phone calls. And now I do daily practices with the meditations and the skills that we're learning in class, and so I do that in the morning before I get out of bed, and then I do it sometime in the afternoon, and then at night back in bed. So I spend a good portion of time just practicing, like self-practicing.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then we have a handful of questions from the Zoom folks as well.
We'll do that after.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I was wondering if you could go over pricing.
And all this information, you know, for timing and pricing is on the website.
Oh, okay.
But I will go over it now with you as well. The Healing 1 and Healing 2 is $600 each. Meditation 3 is $500. The Master Certification Program is broken up into four quarters. And I'm going to talk more in detail about that in a moment. And each quarter is $1,500. So it's $6,000 if you go through the entire. Sometimes people just take one quarter and then they come back the next year or whatever. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I have one other question.
Okay, go ahead.
If I'm currently doing another program and I'm debating whether to like do the next step of that or do both at once or just do your program, do you have a recommendation?
I would recommend that at the end of this talk that you talk, you ask one of the teaching assistants, and did any of you do double? No. Would you talk to one of them, because they'll need some more information from you to answer that question.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. So we have questions from our Zoom guests. Cindy?
Yep.
And can you say who it is?
I will.
Or they can talk if they want to unmute. And would you spotlight the person? Oh.
So one of the questions was, we all start here even with a 30-year meditation practice and experience working with chakras?
Absolutely. And it is because, and I often hear that question, the methodology that we train you in is not similar to any other methodology that you have done before. And the tools that you will be receiving are fundamental, basic, that you need to learn how to use before you go on to the next level and on to the next level. And they're all sequentially taught in creating a foundation so that you could go into more advanced material. I have had I've had all kinds of students who have said, well, I've been meditating for 20 years, 30 years. I have psychiatrists, we have medical doctors, we have therapists who've been in practice for years, decades. They all start at the same place. And they all say, oh, I've had an overview or an understanding of this, but I never really embodied it in a practical way where it becomes a natural part of who I am. And I use it along with all of my senses, and I feel more human because of it. And wait, could you
that
say
was
the person?
Shira.
Thank you. I was just going to ask.
And
you that.
And she also asked, does EMU still exist?
Not right now. We're not accepting students in EMU.
And are there scholarships?
There are scholarships. It was. Did one of your classes do?
Yes.
What class was that?
M29.
Okay. The master's class. What year?
2015.
Okay, in 2015, when we graduated, which class was that?
29.
MIM 29, the 29th class. At the end of every master certification class, the students vote if they want to leave a legacy of their class. And as I pointed out, the psychic squares on the wall, that was a legacy from the very first class. And in MIM 29, they decided to create a scholarship fund, and they call it Friends of the Academy of Intuition Medicine. And they run it separately from the academy. They have a board, they have a chair, and scholarships are available by, actually we have this information on the website. It's on the website, and it's at, I think it's on the tab that says About.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on that and you scroll down, you'll see Friends of the Academy Scholarship Fund. And that's where you should go to find out if you're eligible and talk to Tim, who's the chair, and that sort of thing. One caveat to that is the Friends grant scholarships currently only to master certification students and not to the core classes. But they've given out a lot of scholarships.
And then Emily says that she's struggling daily with boundaries and wonders if there's anything she can do now to help to protect her energy.
Emily, please get my book and read Body of Health. This will help you tremendously. And download the MP3, Grounding is Good Medicine. Listen to that every day until your body incorporates the sense of being grounded.
How do you do the hands-on part of class when doing it online? And that's from...
You mean via Zoom?
Yeah.
Or online?
I believe it says Zoom. He just said online. And that was... Martin, I think, is who that was.
Martin, where do you live? Could you turn the fan off too, please? We need the fan off as well. What? Martin, where do you live?
I live in Marin, but that was not my question.
Yeah. M, can you please answer? Could you please, Kathleen? Thank you. Can you?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Sorry.
Where do you live, Kathleen?
I live up in Susanville, kind of rural northeast California.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I was asking, the reason I was asking, Susan, is we have students and alumni all over the United States, and I can sometimes connect you with someone who you could practice with the presence of. But we have, and I'm going to talk about this next, how the Academy of Intuition Medicine online works. Is that more what your question was about the online school?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hold on to that question until I go into the description, please? Thank you.
Intuition, right. I already did. Poonam asked, what are some of the tools we would learn in the program, and is there an exam before we graduate?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. How do I answer that one?
Loaded question.
There's a lot. Who asked that question?
Poonam.
There's a lot of tools. Well, I already talked about grounding your body, the chakra system, how to facilitate an energy healing for another person, how to create healthier relationships based on honoring your spiritual sense of who you are, how to tap into and access energies that are from outside of your body to heal your physical body, your emotional body, the list is so long.
It's on the website.
It's on the website, one of my teachers said.
And there's not
Cindy, do you want to respond?
There's lots of different tools and lots of pieces that you learn along the way. And as much as an exam, there are questions that get answered and some papers to complete, but it's not like you have to take a comprehensive exam that gives you a bazillion questions that you have to answer.
Oh, okay. Let me answer that in a little bit more detail,
yeah.
And then I'm going to have the alumni introduce themselves, and then I'm going to further answer that question by talking about, after the alumni introduce themselves, in more detail the master's program, which will elucidate more of the specific tools that we teach. At midterm in the master's program, you have a self-assessment exam that you take, and it's you examining how well you've integrated and understood the tools that have been presented at midterm. There's also a required midterm paper that you write, and the paper is more on your experience and your understanding, or it can be a case study. There's a bunch of choices. Or you can request to do a project instead of doing a paper. Now, that's a great lead-in for one of our latest and greatest projects from our last class. Was that your class, Ari? Would you go get the Invisible Man?
Yeah.
Okay. One of our students in the last class that graduated in June, that's the 34th master program, asked if she could do a, I don't even know what to call it.
An art project.
A what?
An art project.
An art project, and thank you. Here's the art project. I'm going to put it closer to the camera. And this is actually going to answer one of the questions that was just asked. And what do any of you recognize this mannequin from the 60s? Those of you elders in the class, do you recognize this? Do you know what this guy is? He's called the Invisible Man. All right, only us old people recognize this guy. And you take him apart, and he has organs inside of him in the original, and you pull the organs out and you learn about the physical anatomy of the body. So what she did was she took most of the organs out and she constructed all of the, I think it's 10 separate energy anatomy systems that we teach our students. She created and delineated all of those systems. So that's kind of a visual answer. There's a representation of some of the tools.
And there's no grade.
Oh, yes, thank you. There's no grade. It's pass or pass. Pass or pass. What?
Fantastic.
Pass or pass. So what other questions do we have?
Does the online courses follow the same start dates?
I'm not ready to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm just answering questions on the core classes, and then I'll talk about the master's program.
What happens if a stay-in-place order happens and we can't meet in person?
Who asked that?
Jeanette.
Jeanette, wave your hand so I can see what you look like.
Oh, I'm not on camera. I just don't know if we sign up in January and there's a stay-in-place and we're not supposed to go out.
Here's the answer to the question. I was trying to be visual for you, dear.
Okay.
Are you looking at me now?
I am.
And have you noticed that there's a whole bunch of people here in the classroom and a whole bunch of teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if it's stay at home, I'm here physically and I am teaching the class. And Scott, where are you, dear? Can you wave your hand? And Scott's on Zoom co-teaching with me, and the 10 other co-teachers are also on Zoom co-teaching with me, and we teach it that way.
That was my question. Will we just
we become extremely proficient with that. Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Do you have any questions we have? Thank you.
The question about being either online or on Zoom and looking at how do you do the hands-on labs or the...
Yeah, we're not there yet. I'm going to talk about that in a moment.
If we decide to do healing one on Zoom but live in the Bay Area, can we drop into practicum in person?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of students do that.
And does the practice work cover all the material in the books as the course flows, or is it better to read the books in full at your own pace?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that. It's really up to you. However, as your teacher, if you come into the classroom and you say, oh, I've read all the chapters in all the books and I've listened to the 8 hours of meditations, I'm going to say, well, that's great. But when I give you practice work to read the chapter 2, you're going to have to read it again because it's going to sound different. It's going to feel different. And you'll go, oh my gosh, did I miss this the first time? Mm-hmm. Even in the master's program, I have students go back and read some of the chapters that were assigned for Healing 1 and Healing 2, and they always say, oh, now I really get it. Now I really understand it. So it's in part the way I write. I write in a layers way where you'll read something, and if you've had experience, you'll understand it one way. And if you haven't had the experience, you'll have an intellectual or a conceptual understanding.
And will the classes be taught in a live format by you or an alumni?
By both, by me, and I have 10 co-teachers, and sometimes they step in and they teach part of the class as well. It depends on their skill set level. We have some very, very well-developed teachers in the healing arts. I'm going to talk about this more in the master's program about that.
And there was somebody else who had their hand up who I didn't see their question.
Any other questions on Zoom? Before we have Hind, or is it Hind?
Hind.
Hind, ask her question.
I think we've got him.
Okay.
Hi again. So this is a pretty personal, actually, question.
Then maybe you want to wait till the end and ask the personal question with a
Okay.
Yeah, we prefer that.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So I am now going to. Oh, I'm going to have the teaching assistants, the teachers, introduce themselves. So, Samira teaches some of our workshops. So. Go ahead, love.
That's a good spot.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Hi. Welcome. I'm Samira, and as you heard, I was part of the master's program in 2015. It's number 29. I am a dental hygienist by profession, and before I came to the academy, I was already a Reiki master, and I still was feeling very run down from being in practice in dentistry. Didn't really have the ability to hold the space of people not liking the dentist. I don't actually like dentists either, so I get it. But now that I have these skills, I'm able to actually hold space and just be with people where they're at. Also, my children have learned how to ground and meditate. They've actually done the children's program, and my daughter's done the teen program. And I just think, had I had those natural skills that unfortunately aren't part of what happens in life, probably my life would have looked a little differently. But I am also incredibly blessed that I was able to find the academy. And that's all I have to say.
Oh, and you have a workshop you're going to be teaching.
Yes.
I'll give a short blurb.
Yes,
on the website as well.
Yes, it's February 27th from 10 to 1, and it's Clearing Stored Trauma in the Mouth. And I am committed to transforming the world of dentistry so that people recognize the energetic impact that you have on another human being, can last for decades in their body, and also as an individual, for you to have healthy boundaries. And if you have stuff that's trauma in your mouth, how can you clear that so that you can be healthy?
Okay.
Your whole body. That
Thank
was
you.
It.
Yeah, you can talk to Samira more about that if you want. We do have a lot of workshops that are, and Friday events that are on our website.
Oh. Hello, welcome. Congratulations for even just coming. It just means that you are putting yourself first right now, and here at the Academy, it's a real great opportunity to hear Francesca and ask questions to her before you embarked on this adventure. I am a very highly sensitive person. I've been a highly sensitive person my entire life. As a child, I was just really, really could, when I'd walk into a room, I knew what everyone was thinking, feeling, and what they were doing, and how, if they had had a bad day, a good day, if their parents had yelled at them or not, I knew exactly what everything was happening. So therefore, I took on all of that energy. So I had years and years and years of just not feeling comfortable in my own body, which developed in with anxiety and some depression. So when I started the Academy, it just felt like this big aha moment of like, oh my gosh, these tools, I no longer have to feel what everyone's feeling and know what everyone's doing. I can just concentrate and focus on myself. And so that has really been one of my biggest ahas of the being here and doing this program with Francesca and all of the TAs. I'd like to say that when she says you're supported, you are really supported. You never feel like there's something going on or a question. There's always someone there to lend a hand and answer any of your questions with open arms. And so I just want to say that too. I have 3 children, and 17, 14, and 8 years old. They all have done the program, the children's classes and the teen classes, and then my 17-year-old is actually just finishing healing too. So hopefully he will be finishing up with starting meditation in the spring, which he would be in your class if you went into it. So it has been a blessing for myself and my family, and I couldn't say more about how wonderful it is and how amazing Francesca is. I, throughout the entire academy and the program, when I would email her, often I felt like it was so often I would say, thank you so much for giving me the Cliff Notes. I feel like she has studied every ends of this from all different walks of life, and she distilled it into a shot glass of one night for me to learn something. Every night you learn so much, and it's amazing how much you actually learn in this program and how transformative it is for yourself and for your family around you. So congratulations for just showing up tonight for yourself. Thank you.
We all want to come up and talk. Hello, I'm Joan O'Shea, and I graduated MIM 31. And I remember...
What year was that, Joan? 2017.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember the day I walked up the stairs for the first class, and I could barely get up the stairs. I was so covered in your description about the not having the boundaries and carrying everybody's energy and how that makes you sick. I was classic, that person. And I was exhausted, fatigued, had all kinds of physical problems. I kind of felt like I was like Night of the Living Dead. I was just kind of going through my life. And as things progressed here, as I started practicing and everything and started using the tools, I started feeling better. And then I started applying things to my physical problems, and I had a knee replacement during this, and doctors, nurses, PT people, everybody that I worked with were shocked at how quickly I healed. Like, they were all like, you are the poster child of knee replacements. So I pretty actively, you know, used everything. And I do want to say, I was a little bit on the slow side of learning. So I didn't walk in here just like, oh, I see this and I got that and everything. I was a little bit on the slow side and had to kind of wait for it to come. So I say that, you know, so if you start classes and you're like, oh, I don't know, and all that kind of stuff, don't worry about it. It'll come. You just relax. So now I am about to retire, which I'm thrilled about. And I didn't really think I was ever going to be able to retire. I thought I was going to, you know, financially and all this stuff. And now I can, and I am so excited, because before it felt like when I retired, I was just going to be sitting on my couch watching TV. And my life is so full now, and I'm so excited to do more. So, and it's all because of this program. It's really amazing. I really hope that you all sign up, because it's done amazing things for me. Thank you.
Cindy?
Yes.
From behind the curtain.
From behind the screen to behind the curtain. Good evening, everybody. I'm Sister Cindy Kamak, and I am a nurse by background. I'm a graduate of the MIM Class 32, and I work with Hospice by the Bay. I am a clinical informatics education specialist, which means I do a lot of our training of our staff in using our electronic medical record and supporting our staff in the field. I've been working in hospice and palliative care for, oh, how long now? About the last 10 years, 15 years, somewhere in there. I've been a nurse for about 30 years. I find that the tools that I learned here helped me make me a better me, for lack of a better way to put it. Just being able to ground, being able to manage my own energy, being able to manage energy around me, being able to share that with other people. You know, teaching in a classroom where I can set up my classroom before I walk in and things just flow differently. And it's made a very big difference in how I interact with others, as well as how that works. I'm a Dominican Sister of San Rafael. That's why I'm called Sister Cindy. And I find that this program just really opens up lots of different things. It's not a religious program, yet it feeds and fills and moves all of those pieces and just helps to expand lots of things and bring things together in a whole different way. I look at it as a missing puzzle piece in my life for a long time. And I've done lots of things with looking at Eastern Western medicine. I have a my master's in nursing in integrated practice, looking at both pieces, but this program really tied things together in a whole different way and brought out a lot of different subtle pieces that are really important, and those subtle energies that are all around us. So thank you.
Laura?
Hi, I'm Laura, and I graduated in MIM 34, so in June, and it was so transformative that I'm actually going through the program again a second time right now, so I'm also in MIM 35. I cannot speak, I don't know, enough, proudly enough, lovingly enough about this program. This has really transformed who I am. My mother's here tonight. My father's on Zoom. I went through with my boyfriend. His mother's also on Zoom, actually. That's really taking over our family. It's so beautiful to see that. I came here, I was like Joan, actually. It took me a really long time to discover that I had these abilities. I resisted, it was hard, and I was sick all the time, my whole life. No one could ever figure it out. And everything's changed. And I've learned how to come into myself, centering that, the grounding, finding my own boundaries. I didn't have those. And just be able to deal with even news right now, emails, social media. I mean, that's not even talking about actual friends or acquaintances or colleagues or family or strangers, pets. There's just so much coming at us all the time. And I learned how to handle that here. And I got so I could hear myself through all of that, which is just amazing. And now I know how to lead my life forward. I know how to hear my own intuition and trust myself. And that's just the most incredible gift ever. And so also, like Cassie, congratulations just being here. And this is just an incredible program. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ari. And wow, everybody said everything already. But I do have to say that this program really transformed my relationship with myself. I didn't realize how difficult it was for me to really hear my own voice, or why. I just thought I was like an alien and I didn't understand the world or like where I fit into it or what to do. I didn't know what to do for a really long time. I smoked weed for like 15 years every day, just to kind of block everything that was coming at me out. The week after I came to the academy and went to orientation, I quit smoking. I started meditating and I haven't done that since. I graduated with my lovely friends over here in MIM 34. My husband's in the program now. It's really just allowed me to discover who I am in a way that I was never able to do before, and the courage to be fully myself without compromising in the ways that I used to a lot, just in my relationship. I just see the world as a different place. I have a relationship with everything that is so magical and so rich that it's like what I always dreamed that life could be. So, thank you.
Do we want to hear from Scott?
Yeah, we'll hear from Scott. Can you put him on?
I sure will.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I told you I'd pick up the chair.
Okay.
And this is Scott. Hey, every guys. Hello, guys. Everyone. I'm Scott Carpenter. I graduated in 2015, part of the 29. During the day, I'm the CIO, so I work with a lot of computer systems, networks, telephone systems, that kind of stuff. And before I came to the academy, I knew really nothing about energy. I didn't really know. I knew a bit about chakras and I'd heard of the aura, but that was really about it. And I didn't really have a plan for taking like the whole program. I just thought I would take the first class and see how that went. And so that's kind of how it went. I ended up doing the whole thing and learned so much. I really didn't have a plan for what I was going to do with it. I didn't have a plan for, you know, becoming an energy healer or anything like that. I just was curious and interested in the subject matter. So that's really why I took the classes. And today I'm a teaching assistant, and so I'm in the current NEM program, and it's just very, I've learned so much, and it's really changed my life. It's this whole energy anatomy that I wasn't aware of, and now I know, and I'm aware of it, and it's been really life-changing for me. So anyway, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. So I know it's 8:30. If some of you want to leave, we've been talking longer than I thought we would, but I would like to move into talking about more of the specifics of the master's program. I'll do that quickly, and then I want to introduce the Academy of Intuition Medicine Online, the online program, which I can just say in short, the online program replicates the campus program, the Academy campus program. But I'm going to read from my notes here, just because it's clearer. When you enter the master's program, and it begins every year in May, so the 36th class will be in May of 2020, you begin by going through an application process and an interview with me in person. And then as you enter the program, each student in the master's program receives two personal tutors. This is over and above the teaching assistants. There's usually 10 teaching assistants in the class. This is over and above going to practicum. You will receive two alumni as your tutors, your mentors. And your responsibility is to connect with each one once a week, so that once a week you're connecting with one of your mentors, and you're asking questions, you need clarification on curriculum, you're asking for specific energy anatomy healing, and they're supporting you in a personal one-on-one level through the program. And that goes on through the entire program. Every fourth month, tutors are switched, so you have two different tutors all along. What we start with is training you at an advanced energy anatomy level with grounding, aura, and chakras. The next module is learning energy contracts, lessons, personal paths, how that indications of how it affects your personal life, your relationships with other people, and so on. The next module is focused on past lives, karma in the present now. And I look at past lives and karma as lessons. You can use the word karma, you can use the word cycles, you can use the word lessons. I do a lot of analogous interchanging of terms. I think it all means the same thing. Then we study the male-female energy anatomy system. And after that, we study dream healing and energy body. Then spiritual incarnation system, which is a trademark energy anatomy system that I discovered over decades of working with private clients, that they would ask a particular question and I'd see this entire meridian system light up in their body, and I would approach it by moving their energy through the system to see what the resulting effect would be. Often when people are comprised within the spiritual incarnation system, they ask questions or they have challenges on what's my identity, I don't feel like myself, what's my path this lifetime, I can't really sustain loving myself. Those are, or I feel totally depressed all the time or lethargic. So those are spiritual incarnation system symptoms that that you're trained to recognize in yourself and others. Then the next module is the physiopsychic system, which is another trademark energy anatomy system that I recognize and develop working with clients that has a lot to do. It's analogous with psychoneuroimmunology, the biology of belief, and epigenetics. So it's working on the physical nervous system and genetic frequencies within the physical body. And then the next module is focused on this is out of order. The next module is taught by one of our alum, Dr. Danny Guerin. He's a doctor of Chinese medicine, and he teaches four classes on the how what you're learning in the energy anatomy in the academy is analogous and aligned with Chinese medicine. It's a really fantastic module. And then after Dr. Guerin teaches, Dr. Jacqueline Chan comes in. Are some of you friends of Dr. Chan? She's an osteopathic doctor, and she comes in, and this is towards the end of the program, and she talks about how to establish a private practice, how as a energy medicine practitioner you self-care, how you work with clients and patients on a professional level. And then the last module I teach, which is on intention and spiritual abundance. And that's the end of the class lectures. And then you enter your internship, which ends at, so the class lectures end at the end of June. You then continue on through an internship, which ends at the end of September. And during your internship, which is a 5-month internship, you then become a tutor to the new incoming MIM students. And you are mentoring a student once a week. You're also going to alumni enrichment seminars that have to do with developing professional skills in the field of energy medicine. And most classes have a graduation ceremony in July. Is that when your class had it? Yeah, most elect to have a graduation celebration and a diploma in July. So that's a master's program. So any questions about the master's program? And then from there, I'm going to talk about the online Academy of Intuition Medicine online.
Yep, I have a question.
Okay. Can you say your name, please?
I'm Shara. I didn't quite scan the sequence. The program is 1 year plus 5 month internship for apprenticeship.
Okay, I'll clarify that. The master's program starts every year in May. And the classroom lectures are from 7 to 9:30. And for instance, if you start next year, it will be on Tuesdays. And then the classroom program lectures end the following year, 2022, the last week in June. And then your internship continues on, and you're mentoring and you're coming in for alumni enrichment programs until the end of September.
So it's a year and a half? Or 15
yeah,
months.
About 18 months. About 18 months, yes.
18 months, so a year and a half. And that tuition, does that include the apprenticeship?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yeah, so, and there's no extra fee for the mentors that you have, the tutors.
So May 2021 to December 2022.
September, yeah, the end of September. That's correct, yes. September. And actually, all that information is on the website. It's on the calendar page.
Okay.
Any other Zoom guests have questions? Thanks.
That answered mine.
Okay. Yeah, that answered your questions. Thank you. All right, so the Academy of Intuition Medicine Online, we created that, I don't know, was it 3 years ago or something like that?
It's been four or five
years. And this was way before we had the stay-at-home thing, so the way we created that program was we had professional videotographers come in for the entire, from Healing One, class number one, all the way to the end of MIM, and record our goings on in the classroom, so it's live and the whole thing. We have a great web, a beautiful website, and on the website you watch the video of the class, and then you get the download of all the emails and the practice work, and then there's also a very active, it's asynchronistic, student member page where you can communicate via email to any student who's participating in the online program. Right now we have over 300 students globally in the online program, so it's a very active online community. I want to describe the countries where our students are in alphabetical order. Australia, Austria, Bali, Canada, England, London, Germany, Hong Kong, Norway, People's Republic of China, Singapore, Switzerland, Tasmania, and New Zealand. And in the United States, 21 countries students. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. And those, the classes online are on your timetable. You can go as fast as you want. You can go as slow as you want. Our very first student 4 years ago was a mother of two daughters who graduated from the campus program. And she was so inspired by her daughters, and she lives in New Hampshire, that she was our very first student. She actually would fly in to visit her student, daughters, and she would sit in on the classes. She went kind of slow because she was also a busy pharmacist in a hospital. And I think she took 2 years, maybe 2.5 years to do it. We also have another student who wanted to do it quickly. She just now completed the program, and she did the entire program from Helium 1 to the master's program in 1 year. That's our London student. So you can go as fast as you want, as slow as you want. Some students online take a class, and then they stop for a while, months or whatever, and then they come back and they take the next class. So it's totally up to you. There's a live, when you enter the master's program in AMO, Academy of Intuition Medicine Online, AMO's the acronym, there are live tutorials that replicate the live tutorials that we have in the master's program here. One or two teachers and a group of students learning advanced tools. Those happen live once a week, and students from all over the globe join that. I am totally amazed, and I'm glad I didn't have to figure it out, but Miley, who's our faculty person, teacher who's in Hawaii, figured out the time schedule for all these global students, and they show up. And some of them show up their time, 3 a.m. in the morning, after they've had a dozen cups of coffee and they're still in their jammies, but they show up. So that happens in the AMO program. The tuition is, and you have to do your own math on this, every lesson. So for instance, you start with Healing One, that's six lessons. Every lesson is $100. So it's $100 per lesson. So Healing One online is 600. Healing Two is five lessons online, that's 500. And the amount of time you have to complete each lesson is times three. So for instance, if it's a six lessons, six times three is 18. You have 18 weeks to finish, but we always extend for free. If you email me and say, hey, you know, I need some more time to do this, or there's been illness in my family, I haven't had time to do it, we'll always extend your time free. And like that. So the AMO modules are Healing One, self-healing and creating healthy relationships, Healing Two, which is advanced tools for energy healing of others and self, Meditation Three, which is the transformative technology of Kundalini energy, and then you start the Master Certification program. You have advanced mapping of chakras and auras, then the male-female energy anatomy, then creating healthy relationships, then lucid dreaming, dream healing, then spiritual incarnation system, then physiopsychic system, and prosperity and abundance. And as you can see, the curriculum follows the same curriculum as we present here in the campus classes. So I am going to open up for questions about the AMO program. And then after that, we're pretty complete here with what I have to say. And you may stay and talk to the teaching assistants if you like. And if you have personal questions, you can also do that. So,
hi, Louise here. So besides opening up a private practice of your own.
Oh, that's a good question.
What?
Let me answer that. Okay. Thank you. It's on my list. If I don't look at my list, I forget stuff. So big question lots of people ask. What do you do with your Master in Intuition Medicine certification? There's a lot of information on the website. I keep saying this, but please surf the website. There is a, on the journal page, go to the tab that says resources. And on that tab, you will see practitioners. Click on practitioners, and there will be a list of practitioners, alumni from around the globe. And underneath each one of them, it will give you a short description on their moniker, how they're promoting and advertising themselves. On the resources, I think it's on resources or books tab. It's one of the top tabs. Click on where it says journal articles. And there's a whole slew of articles that alumni have written about how they're practicing. The very top, there will be a little paragraph that says, do you want to know how alumni are using their master certification program? Click on that. It's going to open up to this big, long page. And every class from 1986 to 2020, there will be a group photograph of that class. And underneath it will be a paragraph that each student has written about how they're using their MIM certification. Please do that, and you'll get a plethora of information.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did someone else have a question on Zoom?
Yeah. Mima has her hand up. So Mima, if you'd like to unmute and...
Can you wave so I know which square you are?
She's the one up in the corner.
Hi. Hi there.
So I've just heard such amazing things about you, Frances.
It's not like them when they talk. Go ahead, Mima.
Okay, I was just saying, I've just heard some really wonderful things about you from Beth McDougall and your daughter.
Oh, yes, hello, you're Dr. Mima. Hello, hello.
Good to see you. And I'm excited to learn everything that you have to share. Is this officially a master's program in energy medicine?
No, it's not a master's diploma. It's a master's certification.
Certification.
Not a diploma. It's not an academic diploma.
Okay, and I'm just curious, you mentioned something about Vedic tradition.
Ayurvedic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you be able to expand on that at all? I'm curious, you know.
Not at this time, but only to say that I studied with an Ayurvedic doctor in the 1970s, and I incorporate some of that information energetic with a holistic approach of the curriculum.
Okay, so would this be like a kind of your own intuitive, you know, understanding of it? Or
let me tell you how I have blended all of what I have learned. I'm a student of life. You all can see that our library there's over 2,000 books. I believe I've read at least 60% of those books. I love to read, I love to study, I love to learn. All the curriculum that I teach is based on what I personally studied and what I have researched and what I have experimented with in the laboratory of human consciousness. And that last point is what's really important for me as a teacher. I have to prove it, not only to myself, but to other people. It's like any other research project that you have. You have to scientifically validate. And in this classroom, we do it in an empirical way. So it's decades of observation about when I apply this tool or this energy system or this understanding, what's the outcome? What's the effect? What percentage of people react in this way? What percentage of people? I have a PhD in energy medicine. So, you know, I go through the whole golden standard protocol as much as I can to settle energy and the way that I teach it. So Dr. Mima, I hope that
yeah,
answered your
question. And this is, you know, I totally trust that this is amazing because I've seen the effects of it on the people that you've worked with. But I just was curious, you know, to understand what framework you're using. So thank you.
Did that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else on Zoom with a comment or a question?
There was...
Yes.
You're breaking up, Connie. Was that you saying?
I'm not saying anything. Can you hear me?
You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm not saying anything. I'm talking right now. Can you hear me?
You're echoing.
Oh, gosh. Okay. My question is, Are the classes on demand on Tuesdays, or is it live?
I don't understand what on demand means. Can you mute her, please? Can you?
Yes.
What is she asking?
She's asking if the classes are on demand or if they're live, and they're live.
Oh, they're live. Yeah, the Tuesday classes are on live. Okay, so that brings up another topic. And this has happened only since we've had our pandemic thing going on. And Shalom, I'm so glad you're here. You're the poster guy for these questions. We did a test with Shalom, who lives in Oregon. And in conversation with him, I said, oh, you should do AMO the online. No, he said, I don't want to do that. I want to Zoom into the live classes. I said, well, we haven't done that before. You'll be the test case. How has that worked out for you?
It was good. I did level one, healing one. All but one class was on Zoom, and it was fantastic. I, you know, there were a couple of other people that were Zooming in, and so it wasn't just me. And there were TAs there as well. And like I said, I called in every week with the TAs and got sessions and work done. And then I came here to one of the classes, and you know, it is different being in person and in this room with everyone, but it was good. And I did a few in healing too, and then I found my way here, and I'm going to try to be here for the rest of it. But it works. It was great. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I hope that answered the question. Any other Zoom questions?
Yeah, Rivka would like to know. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Hi. I have a couple of questions. Wondering if people can start with the online program at any time, or if it follows
the in-person. Yes. The answer to that is yes. Anytime. It's on your time schedule.
Okay, that's great. And then I'm still a bit confused because I live in Berlin, and so a live class is a bit difficult for me to do. I'm confused as to how. It sounds like there are some classes that are live, but then all classes are also recorded that can be accessed at any time. Am I confused in that, or is that?
Okay, let me try to clarify it for you. There are campus classes, physically, where I'm sitting in Sausalito, California. We meet here, and students can elect to physically come and join us, teachers here, or they can elect to Zoom into the live classes. We call that the campus classroom. If you Zoom in to the live classes, you're still in the campus classroom. The other school, the AMO online school, is on your time, your schedule, whenever you want.
Pre-recorded.
Yeah, remember I said we had video photographers come in and they recorded everything. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Any other? Cindy?
I have a question.
Can you
hello?
What's your name?
Oh, Erin. Hi. I have a question for you, Francesca. Have you found a difference in how older people learn in the program versus younger people?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, Cassie's son is 17, and he's in a class. He's the youngest student that we've ever allowed to come into the more or less the adult class. And
besides Maya.
I think she was 17?
17 to 18,
I think. Yeah, she was a little bit older.
But she graduated the MEN program.
Yeah, so we have students in the age range from 17 to their 70s. And one of the things that I revel in as a teacher when I bring people together is no matter what their age is, no matter what their background is, where they've studied, what their intention is for coming together in this learning environment, I always look for the commonality that unites people on a true human level. And that always appears, that always comes forth, so that once you're in the classroom and once you're in the stream of it, it doesn't matter how old or young you are, how intellectually smart, how many degrees that you have. There's a coming together point in humanity when a group of people come together with the same intention, kind of like-minded spirits, that you're all at the same understanding awareness of one another. And the 17 and the 18-year-old, we've only had two in their teens come into the adult class. I could see we're kind of nervous about joining in with an adult class, but they're treated absolutely the same by everyone in the class in every way. Is that how your son has experienced
it? Absolutely.
Yeah. So I hope that answered your question.
Not really. I know there's another school
in
the area.
Okay, I'm going to answer it in a different way. I see where you're going. Can I put her on mute?
I will.
Echoing. So the other part of the question that you asked has to do with how do you learn as a student? How do you learn as a student? And that has really no age, there's no age differential with that. I've had 20-year-olds be so stuck in wanting to grok the information intellectually first before they will accept it kinesthetically and into their natural life that they allow themselves to be stupefied for months and months. And I have 60-year-olds who come in with that same type of learning personality. Then I have 35-year-old students who come in and they've had a lot of experience and a lot of training, but they let it all down. They come in as an empty blank, knowing nothing, and they learn deeply. So at the crux of it is, and I actually have this conversation with some students who are really academically, intellectually in that groove for learning, I ask them to agree with me to come into the classroom knowing nothing. One of my mantras is I know nothing. And what I found out when I enter any kind of a engagement with classrooms, with people, if I know nothing, then I am able to see so much more and to be so much more and to learn so much more. So you need to come in with a blank slate. I hope that answered the question. If it didn't, would you please talk to Scott after we all disband from this conversation?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask one more open question for anyone, and then we're going to bring it to a close. Anyone have a last question or comment? Wait, let's look over here. Anyone on Zoom?
There's a couple of fairly simple questions.
Go ahead.
If you're doing the online classes at your own pace, would you be able to have access to join the Zoom live classes as well?
No, there is no connection between those two. However, if you're doing the online school, the AMOS school, and you finish the module and you want to join the campus class, you can then come in for the next class on campus.
And then is there a learning community with the online course?
Absolutely. I believe I described that. They meet once a week, and there's over 300 people on the student members page that anytime you can go there, you can chat with people, you make friends. Had one student join, and as soon as he joined, he clicked friends. What is it that you clicked there? There's a little box.
Friend me.
You friend me. Yeah. He friended 300 people, so he was very active socially.
And then does the online course mean that you don't get support from tutors or the Wednesday class? Wednesday practicum.
Oh, wow, that's another good question.
Yeah.
At the end, near the every AMO module, when you're getting to the end, and we chart your progress. There's a whole, the system has been designed beautifully by our webmaster. And at the end, when it comes towards the end, then you are notified that you have a session available with a teaching assistant. And then you connect with that teaching assistant in any way you like, Zoom or online. If you're having tremendous difficulty, you would go to the members page and you could email me, and I can answer the questions, or I might say, oh, you need to talk to a TA right now. And when you enter the MIM program online, you do get a personal tutor. Practicums are run by one of our faculty, Dominic Vucci. He graduated in 1990, and he created the Wednesday evening practicums, the drop-in for students. His mother went through this, through the program, his sister went through the program, and his daughter went through the children's class, the teen class, and the MIM program. He started the practicum as another support system, and he just recently, since the stay-at-home thing, is allowing students, both campus students and AMO students, to Zoom in on Wednesday for the live practicum. Well, these are really good questions. Any last question on Zoom?
Is the campus class on Zoom live available to non-California residents?
Yes. Our poster guy, Shalom, yep, lived in Oregon, and he did the live classes. And then he made himself move down here.
And when will we find out if our application is accepted?
You have to go online. You have to fill out the application. It's mm-hmm. about 5 or 6 pages, I think, something like that. It comes to my desk. I read and review it. And after I do that, then you send a letter of either acceptance or a referral to another school or program. So it happens pretty quickly. And actually, the January class, which starts January the 5th, I believe is 1/3 full for campus. But we have some students who want to just do it solely Zoom. Cindy, any other questions?
I think I got everybody, unless somebody else has a question.
Okay. All right, I want to end by saying, if you are on Zoom and you have other questions or a personal question, Scott, would you be willing to hang in there and talk to any of the Zoom students?
Yes.
Okay. And Cindy, could you do that as well?
And is there a size limit for the January class?
It depends on numbers. We have a limit here physically in the classroom, but we also have students who prefer to just simply Zoom in to the live class, and there isn't a limit there. And Cindy will also be available right now after I say, aloha to all of you, to answer any Zoom questions.
And somebody on Zoom has a question for Samira.
Okay, she can come forward. Yeah. And would the teachers, the TAs, come forward and wave to the students? I know some of you had personal questions. You can just approach any of these teachers. I want to thank you all for hanging in there with me. We're at 9 o'clock, and I know it was a lot of information. And aloha and be well. I hope to see a whole bunch of you in our classroom. Thank you.
Can you stop the recording?
Yes.